Hey, what's up? It's Dr. Ward. Welcome to this episode of Into the Fix. This month, we've been talking about self-acceptance. Specifically, we've been talking about the things that get in the way of people truly accepting who they are. So today, we're going to look at the mistakes people make and how people's view of mistakes affect their ability to truly accept who they are. Then we're going to talk about some things you can do to begin viewing your mistakes in a different way. Everybody makes mistakes, right? I think we would all agree with that. So let me ask you a question. If everybody makes mistakes, why are we so hard on ourselves when we make a mistake? I sit and I listen to person after person every day talk about their past mistakes that they've made. And very rarely have I ever heard anybody say, "But you know what, Doc, mistakes happen." Or, "You know what, Doc, nobody's perfect." I don't usually hear that. What I usually hear are things like, "I'm so stupid. I can't believe I would do something like that. Only an idiot would do something like this." And then people proceed to beat themselves up over and over about whatever mistake they feel like they've made. See, how we view our mistakes is really important. How we view our mistakes affects how we view ourselves. How we view ourselves affects how well we're able to accept ourselves. So why is viewing our mistakes really important to being able to accept ourselves? And for me, there are a couple different reasons. One, mistakes are going to happen. They just are. Maybe it's saying something rude to somebody when I shouldn't. Maybe it's being late to work. Maybe it's spending more money than I should. Given enough time on this planet, and it doesn't take much time, all of us are going to make mistakes. All of us are going to do things we're not proud of. So viewing mistakes in a neutral way is really important because we're going to make mistakes. The goal isn't to avoid making mistakes. The goal is to avoid making the same mistake over and over and to avoid making the kind of mistakes that follow you for the rest of your life. But mistakes are going to happen. Next, the reason why viewing our mistakes differently is important is because mistakes are usually events, not patterns. Not all mistakes are created equal. Not all mistakes reflect the same thing. For instance, forgetting to bring my ID to the license branch isn't the same as being late to work. Being late to work has to do with time management. Forgetting my ID shows that maybe I had other things on my mind when I was leaving. See, most mistakes don't have anything to do with the other mistakes you've made. Sometimes they do. Sometimes mistakes reflect a pattern. And when that happens, we should fix it. But most of the time, most of our mistakes are just one-off. Another reason why viewing mistakes differently is important is because not all mistakes are in my control. Part of the underlying assumption that people make when they look at their past is that they have 100% control of what happens around them. And so they feel like mistakes reflect on them because they should have been able to prevent the mistake. But this isn't true. We aren't masters of the universe. Sometimes things happen that changes the situation and makes a good decision not the best situation. Or sometimes things happen and the situation becomes different than it was when I made this decision. For instance, say my wife and I have been doing really well and we decide it's been a good year. We should take some of the money we've been saving and go on vacation. And so we take money out of our account and we pay for our vacation. And then a week later, my wife finds out that she's been laid off. And at this point, spending thousands of dollars on a vacation when my wife is unemployed probably isn't a good idea. And I would probably be saying, "I can't believe we just did this," or "Why would we spend so much money on something like this?" But it was a good decision when we made it. But then life interfered. Being laid off isn't in my control. And there was no way we would have gone on vacation if we knew she was being laid off, but we didn't. Sometimes a bad outcome isn't the result of a mistake I've made. Sometimes a bad outcome is just a result of life. Another reason why viewing our mistakes differently is important is because mistakes reflect what you did. They don't reflect who you are. If you make a mistake with your finances and bounce a check, what does that say about you? That you're irresponsible? That you make bad decisions? That you're a crappy person? Not to me. To me, you bouncing a check shows me one thing. It shows me that you were not paying attention to your finances the way you should have been. That's it. Nothing more. Nothing bigger than that. See, but people take mistakes and they generalize them to everything. But to me, that's just not true. To me, a mistake reflects a moment in time. It reflects a decision you made at one specific time. Again, if it seems like we keep doing the same things over and over again, then we should probably look for the pattern and try to fix it. But mistakes reflect what you did, not who you are. The last reason why seeing our mistakes in a different way is really important is because everyone has to have a path to redemption. The problem with beating ourselves up about the past is that it assumes that this mistake is going to follow us forever. But that shouldn't be the case. There's a statute of limitations for almost every crime that exists. So if we can let other people off the hook for breaking the law after a certain period of time, why can't we let ourselves off the hook? Why do I want to impose a lifelong judgment on myself for something that doesn't carry a lifelong sentence? See, everybody makes mistakes. The question is, what do I do about that? Do I look at my past mistakes as validation that I'm a screw up and that I'm worthless? Or do I look at my past mistakes as evidence that I'm just like everybody else? If my mistakes are further evidence of my flaws, then I'm never going to accept myself. Why? Because I'm always going to make mistakes, so there are always going to be more flaws that get in the way of me accepting myself. If I'm able to look at my mistakes as just part of being me, as just part of being a human being on this earth, then I'm going to be much closer to truly accepting who I am. So what's the takeaway? How do we do this? What are some ways you can avoid falling into the trap of beating yourself up about the past? And for me, there are a couple things. First, identify a mistake you've made recently. What's this mistake related to? Money, relationships, communication? Then ask yourself, how big of a mistake is this? And this is important because a lot of times we want to act like every mistake is a 9 or a 10, when a lot of times mistakes are really a 2 or a 3. So how big of a mistake is this? Am I treating it bigger than I should be? Am I not taking it as seriously as I should? How big? Next, is this mistake part of a pattern? Going back to what I said before, to me, most mistakes are going to be sort of standalone things or things that sort of happen and then we go on about our lives, but not all. Sometimes a mistake is going to be another example of a pattern of mistakes we're making. And that's important because if it's part of a pattern, we should look at it and try to address it differently. Next, what does the mistake reflect about me and how I manage this area? If the mistake has to do with money, what does my mistake say about the way I manage money? If my mistake has to do with relationships, what does this mistake say about the way I manage relationships? Lastly, what can I do to change the way I manage this area? If I'm not happy with the way I manage my money, how can I change that? If I'm not happy with my relationship, how can I change that? See, at the end of the day, everybody's going to make mistakes. We all do it. We all know we do it. Problem is, we have much more tolerance when other people make mistakes than we do. Somebody else makes a mistake and we go, shit happens. We make a mistake and we think it's the end of the world. The problem with that is you're never going to truly accept yourself if you can't accept that you're going to make mistakes. See, I don't think it's something we need to run and hide from. I think it's something we just need to accept and move on, right? I can spend my time beating myself up every single time I make a mistake, or I can say, you know what? I made a mistake again. I need to figure out how to fix it this time and move on. Nothing more, nothing less. How we view our mistakes shapes how we view ourselves. How we view ourselves determines how well we're going to be able to accept ourselves. So next month, we're going to be talking about relationships. And we're going to be talking about sex and intimacy. Specifically, next week, we're going to be talking about pornography and how pornography sends messages that influence the way we view relationships. So that's it for me. That's it for this episode, Into the Fix. Thanks for listening to me. Be sure to tune in next week. I release new episodes every Monday. Be sure to follow the show at Into the Fix on Instagram. Be sure to check out at Into the Fix on Facebook. This is Dr. Ward. I'll talk to you again next time.